history of threats. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. The 18-year-old suspect in yesterday's deadly shooting at a Buffalo supermarket reportedly had previously threatened a shooting at his high school in Conklin, New York. The Associated Press citing a law enforcement official who said the teen was sent for mental health treatment. Fox's Alexis McAdams is in Buffalo.
Horrible day here in Buffalo, and the nation closely watching this area in western New York as they try to piece together exactly what happened inside of that supermarket behind me. Investigators telling us today this was a racially motivated attack. They say that the gunman, who was a teenager who drove several hours to get here, had detailed his plans in an online manifesto coming to the heart of Buffalo's black community.
The gunman has been arraigned on murder charges. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi today among the lawmakers weighing in on calls for social media companies to be more accountable.
Well, obviously you have to balance the free speech issues, but you also have to be able to, when you see a prospect for violence, and it's not just one thing, it's communities of similar thinking who gravitate toward each other.
Pelosi on ABC's This Week. Western military officials say Russia's campaign in eastern Ukraine has lost momentum, and Ukraine's military says it's been able to hold off the Russian offensives there. Ukrainian Deputy Prime Minister Olga Stefanishina.
We see that Putin has readjusted his strategy, and he goes on the only possible winning scenario for him is the long-lasting war. Which is not the case for us and for the democratic world.
Speaking on ABC's This Week, Vladimir Putin has justified the war in Ukraine by claiming it was a response to NATO's expansion in Eastern Europe. America is listening. Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
Finland has officially announced its intention to join NATO, while neighboring Sweden's governing party today backed joining NATO. At a meeting of NATO diplomats in Berlin, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. will support membership.
The United States would strongly support a NATO application by either Sweden or Finland, should they choose to formally apply to the alliance. We'll respect whatever decision they make. And we've long supported NATO's open door policy and the right of all countries to decide their own futures, their policies, their security arrangements.
Russia opposes NATO's expansion, and Turkey has also expressed reservations. Blinken says discussions are being held to alleviate potential problems with the Turks. In her first sit-down interview since leaving the White House, former First Lady Melania Trump sat down with Fox's Pete Hegseth. The topic came up of prominent Democrats recently gracing the cover of Vogue magazine and why she thinks she wasn't put on the cover while First Lady.
They're biased, and they have likes and dislikes, and it's so obvious. And I think American people and everyone see it. It was their decision, and I have much more important things to do, and I did in the White House, than being on the cover of Vogue.
Melania did appear on Vogue's cover back in 2005 wearing a wedding dress when she wed Donald Trump. Okinawa Governor Denny Tamaki is urging Japan's central government to do more to reduce the U.S. military presence in the Southern Island group. He made the plea today as Okinawa marked the 50th anniversary of its return to Japan after 27 years of American rule. Prime Minister Fumio Kishida said he takes the concern seriously, and will make efforts to reduce the burden while maintaining U.S. military deterrence on the islands. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.